Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware, 763.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. Dana Wild here. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. Feeling good is what it's about. Am I right or am I right? As I said, I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. And if you want to feel good and build your business every day, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about a little technique that I don't get a chance to talk about much, but I was reminded about it the other day, and it's just a great way to prime your brain and get your brain on board with all of the things that you want and really thinking more creatively. So that's a hint, thinking more creatively. So here's what happened. I get a daily newsletter from a group of guys. They're called Stacked Marketer, and I love them and I highly recommend their newsletter. It's danawild.com/stacked. danawild.com/stacked. Go check them out. So they cater a lot to e-commerce or Facebook ads or that kind of crowd. But they also always have a lot of good stuff about copywriting and email marketing and growing your business and ideas and software and social media marketing. So they are really like a one-stop shop for me. I read it every day. I love it. So the other day they had this little section in there, in this little article, where they were talking about a fiction writer who has to get ideas, obviously, when you're writing fiction. So you're writing all these fiction ideas about, you know, novels about heroes and villains and all of this stuff. And he was saying that he gets his ideas for writing by asking better questions. And Stacked Marketer, good for them, made the connection that that's also a good habit to have as a business owner. When you ask better questions, you get better answers. Because your brain wants to answer questions. It loves questions. So anytime you ask a question to your brain wants to figure things out for you. It's really like that's what its favorite thing to do is figure stuff out, right? So this is why if you have to be careful about the questions you ask. How many times have you ever said to yourself, what's my problem? What is my problem? Right? We do those questions without even thinking about it. And your brain goes, hold on, give me a minute. I'm on it. Let me figure out all the ways that you've got problems. So we want to be mindful of the questions that we ask. And we want to intentionally prime our brains with better questions. So this fiction writer was saying, for writing fiction, you want to focus on what if questions. What if questions, or I wonder what would happen if, or I wonder what it would look like, right? Think about when you look at a TV show or a movie or a book or a novel. You know, many times people are writing things like, I wonder what if. What if this happened? What if I found a car that was a time machine and it could send me into the future or past? What would that look like? What if? I wonder what it would be like if I found out my best friend was a vampire, right? So you are thinking all of these questions that prime your brain to start thinking of ideas. So in our businesses, we sometimes ask questions related to things that are too specific. So we'll say things like, what if I could find a really good marketing method? And what we've really done is we've tied our business to the marketing method. So a better question might be, what if I could grow my business and work less? What if I could grow my business and work less? So we're getting closer there, aren't we? And if you ask that a few times, even now, like just thinking about that question, I'll leave a little space this time. What if I could grow my business and work less? And in that little space, when you're thinking about that, your brain is already going, interesting. What if I could grow my business and work less? Still, we've got the word work in there, right? So experiment with the same concepts, but different words. What would my business look like if I was making more money and working less? Still business, still money, less. I wonder if I could make more money by just changing my thoughts. Now we're really getting somewhere, right? What if I could make more money by just changing my thoughts? I wonder if I could make more money changing my thoughts. I wonder if I could make more money thinking positive thoughts. I wonder if more money would flow to me by shifting my thoughts. I wonder if I think different thoughts, if more money will flow. What kind of thoughts would I like to think? What if more money was flowing to me from outside resources? So now we've eliminated the business altogether, haven't we? And we've eliminated the work altogether, really. I mean, we still might think it's work. What if more money was flowing to me from outside resources? What if? What would my day-to-day life look like if I was making all the money I need without doing anything? What would my day-to-day life look like if I was making all the money I need without doing anything? It shifts, doesn't it? So we start to realize how much the action we take is tied to the desire to make the money that's tied to the action, and we put those two together. I wonder which thoughts I would be thinking if I was making money without working. Now, that's one of my favorites, and I'll tell you why. Because I know as an entrepreneur and a business owner, sometimes we can get stuck in chronic obsession about our businesses, about marketing, about the products or offerings, about taking the right steps. So our minds become occupied with those thoughts. Think about it. Let's just pretend for a second, because this is what we're doing as creative writers, right? We're playing pretend. But think about it for a minute. What if someone just came to you tomorrow and said, here's $10 million, and I'm going to give you $10 million a year every year between now and the time that you pass. Do with your days whatever you want to. What if someone came to you yesterday and said that? And I just picked a figure, $10 million, but you can pick any figure you want to, obviously. If that was the case, if you were no longer thinking about the need to make money, right? So you're telling your mind, I need to make money. So your brain is matching that up. That's a, I need it, I don't have it feeling that we're matching up. What if that feeling goes away completely because now you don't need to? I wonder which thoughts I would be thinking if I was making money without working. I wonder which thoughts I would be thinking if I was making money without working. What would I be thinking about? What would I be thinking about? What would my days be occupied with if it wasn't being occupied with that need or that thought or that obsession, right? give it some thought, haha, pun intended, because we are matchmaking machines. We are creation machines. We are human consciousness in a physical experience, thinking thoughts that come into manifestation on the physical plane. Everything you see, look around, anything human made that you see was created without a doubt with your thoughts, with thoughts. Somebody thought about this chair that I'm sitting in before it came into creation. They had the idea, they created the design, they got the manufacturer, and the chair came into creation. Everything begins with thought. And so what happens when the thoughts shift? What happens when you ask the creative questions that shift the thoughts so that you get more creative answers? What happens when you get your brain on board with your dreams because you're thinking different thoughts and asking different questions? Ooh, it's fun to be a creative writer, isn't it? And that's what we're doing all day, every day. You are the creative writer of your existence. You get to ask the powerful questions. What thoughts will you, are you, would you be thinking when all the money you desire is flowing in? You make money without working. How are you spending your days? What are you thinking about? What are you creating? Fun, right? Remember to write. Tell me what you come up with. I just love getting my brain on board with my dreams. And I know you do too.